Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and unfortunately, the current and hopefully very temporary administration has a history of ignoring the grave threats to our nation's safety. I mean, if the southern border were any indicator of how much Biden and Kamala care about America, I think we could safely say they basically hate us. But unchecked immigration, unfortunately, is just one of the issues threatening our safety. Foreign land purchases around our critical military sites are the newest disaster in the making. Now, I don't know how many of you know the organization known as CFIUS. Now, that stands for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., CFIUS. It's basically a committee that investigates corporate deals that could affect national security. But unfortunately, under the current administration, as you probably guessed, their review of foreign land deals is ridiculously slow and way late to the game. Here to discuss this and give you an opportunity to secure your future, your time, freedom, and your ability to serve your church and your community is my dear friend and channel sponsor, Jeff Rakowski of Kingdom 320. You know him. We've had him on several times. Click on that link below to talk to Jeff and his team about building your legacy. It's absolutely free, and I promise you, you are going to very much enjoy that call. Jeff, thanks for coming in, especially in these epic times, what we just experienced.
Yeah. Dr. Steve, this is one of my favorite things I do every month. It's so good just to hang with you for a couple minutes. And I just love your community. It's just what you've built and the work that you do, I believe in. So thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. And right back at you with your real estate. Just your real estate expertise, but also your willingness to share it with others so they can enjoy. And that kind of real estate blessing and legacy building is just, I can't think of anything more worthy to be partnering with. I've just found out you were actually not too far away from the scene of the crime when it happened on J13. You want to share with us where you were on that? It turned out, I would say, fateful day, but it turned out to be miraculous, providential day. So why don't you share with us a little bit what happened?
Yeah. I think it's definitely one of those moments everybody listening, we're going to remember forever exactly where they were. And I happened to be in Reading, Pennsylvania, I believe about 3 hours
from
Butler. And we actually had an arena full of Christian entrepreneurs, about 4,000. We spent an incredible day with them, an organization called Life Surge. And I was speaking there and we had finished up. We got picked up in a car service and there's like five of us headed to a steakhouse. And some of our mutual friends, the Benham brothers, were there in the car with us. And David Benham got a text from his wife and said, he just said, Trump's been shot. Wow. And we immediately just went right to our cell phones. I made the mistake of Googling it. And I'm reading, oh, he just fell.
CNN.
Or they knocked him down. And, the fake news at its best. We were talking before. I feel like, if you want quick, accurate information, the only real place we really could go right now is Twitter or X now, the work that Elon Musk is doing. But we went into this steakhouse and we literally had, I had my iPhone there with Fox News playing, actually just listening in. We're all trying to get information. But we realized probably about halfway through the dinner, he had been shot, but he's going to be okay. Yeah. And we really, in the middle of this steakhouse, just the five of us, we just started praying and interceding immediately, for his safety. And I just don't know. I've always believed God's hand has been on President Trump. But maybe if somebody listening was on the fence about that, when you really look at how close it was, the millimeters, away, and how he turned his head at the last second. I just thank God that he preserved President Trump, because we'd be in a world of hurt right now without him.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine it. I mean, it was without a doubt the single most publicly witnessed divine miracle ever. I mean, bar none. The whole world saw it. Jeff, I don't know if you saw it. You mentioned Twitter or X. They're purportedly Ugandan kids, but they reenacted it. These little Ugandan kids reenacted the assassination.
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, it's so cute. You've got to see it. But they center on Trump rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight.
Right.
I mean, it was the world witnessed a miracle. And it was just and literally just the whole idea of him rising up and you know,
oh my God,
yeah,
it was so, I mean, because you know, we all I'm sure you've thought this. I remember, you know, we all think like, if we're in a situation like that, how would we act? How would we respond? And you like to think that you're going to rise up and be the hero, but you will never know unless you're in the moment. And it's only what's in you is what's going to come out. And I mean, we saw it was all instinct, you know, it was what was inside of him. It was basically the man that he is. And I couldn't be prouder to have him as the 47th president of the United States.
Amen and amen. All right, well, let's dive into this organization, CFIUS. It seems so trivial by comparison, but it is important. President Trump, hopefully, of course, will be overseeing this. But a lot of people don't know about what's going on with it. So the current administration was, I believe, intending to expand CFIUS's jurisdiction. So let me just ask you, do you think an expanded jurisdiction would provide the national security protection that the Treasury Department seems to think it would?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it depends is the answer. And let me say that. I mean, obviously, you stated earlier what CFIUS is, right? The Committee for the Foreign Investment United States. And, you know, historically, we have a proud tradition, really, of being open to and encouraging foreign investment. But CFIUS is an exception to that rule because of the power that it basically would have to block foreign investment in the name of national security. So CFIUS, just to give a little context for your viewers, you know, it's an interagency committee that's chaired by the Treasury Department, essentially, and made up actually of multiple departments, Department of Energy, Homeland Security, Justice, Commerce, and a few others. And, you know, basically they're responsible for three types of, transactions, essentially. Focus, like you said, Dr. Steve, mainly on business, where a foreign country could be taking ownership in a business, or a transaction where a foreign company, it could be non-passive or non-controlling, but they're getting access to critical technology or sensitive data. Like we were seeing that like with TikTok playing out. But what we're focused here today is also certain types of real estate transactions. So CFIUS, they extend it beyond real estate. I mean, they extend it beyond business to real estate, just because real estate doesn't necessarily have to be bought in the name of a business. Mm-hmm. It could be a trust, it could be a personal name. But as you stated, what they're focused on is, you know, real estate that would be in close proximity to sensitive government facilities. So, but a common misconception, I mean, as you said, most people aren't even aware of CFIUS, and they're very secretive, and most of their work is 100% classified. Mm. But a common misconception about them is that they have the authority to block real estate transactions, but they actually don't. The only person that does is the president of the United States that ultimately would have the authority to prohibit or suspend a transaction. So essentially what CFIUS would be doing is if it identifies a piece of real estate that's being purchased by a foreign entity and says this could be a potential threat, what they're looking to do is really mitigate the risk by creating what they call a mitigation agreement. Or in some cases, they would impose it upon the entity trying to buy the real estate. And ultimately, if they determine that the entity isn't being cooperative or this is a risk where it's too close to a government facility, then CFIUS can recommend to the president, and the president, by, you know, presidential order, would make the final decision. So, this is where it gets scary, Dr. Steve, because your original question is, do I think the expansion of, you know, their jurisdiction will provide or improve national security? And it's scary because the answer really is it depends who our president is.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, if you look at the biggest concern of CFIUS over the last 4 or 5 years has been China. And, you know, China now owns $6.1 billion of United States real estate, including 383,000 acres of U.S. farmland.
Wow.
So you cannot tell me that CFIUS over the last 3 years during the Biden administration has not rang the bell with President Biden saying, hey, this is a concern, this is a threat. Or even scarier, maybe they didn't because they're part of the whole agenda.
Right.
But ultimately, that's how the process works. But when you have, China, it's not just China, by the way, but zeroing in on them because they've been the biggest concern. when you have a department either not notifying the president of the risk or notifying him and he's not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
You look at the borders, you look at all the other areas
that
the Biden administration has, you know, left our country at risk. It's scary. So under President Trump, I believe the answer to the question is expand jurisdiction will be a good thing. Under this current administration, it's been a train wreck.
Wow. Well said. Let's pivot to domestic real estate markets in general. I mean, how do you think the increased regulations on foreign land deals could influence domestic real estate markets?
It comes down to a lot of supply and demand because, you know, I mean, not all foreign investments in our country, in real estate, in our economy are a bad thing, right?
Right.
So, you know, so if foreign capital pulls out of certain markets, then it ultimately equates to less competition in the markets. So it actually could serve to either lower or stabilize, you know, certain, you know, local real estate markets. But also, you know, where CFIS is focused, not just on the real estate, but a lot of business investment, you know, capital coming into local markets and local business obviously can have a good effect on local markets and cause growth and things along those lines. So, but ultimately what it comes down to is real estate is local. And, you know, China, for instance, I mean, I quoted the statistics on the property that they own. Primarily, they're focused in California, Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. So let's just say they pulled out completely of those four markets. That's not going to have an effect necessarily on Connecticut or Virginia.
Right.
It really just depends on where most of the activity is happening. But we see, you know, we've seen companies like Vanguard and BlackRock, you know, overpaying, buying billions of dollars of real estate. And that hasn't been the only factor, but it has been a factor to real estate prices increasing in certain markets. So it would really have the same effect, in my opinion, and really just depend on where the foreign investments are focused, what market in particular.
Right. Yeah. And you're obviously very bullish on the real estate market. You're all in on it, which, again, we love. Yeah. All in. And we do get a lot of questions from our audience who are looking to get into real estate to build their legacy, this long lasting legacy. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
When it comes to real estate investing, which you're an expert in, what are the positive outcomes you've seen either in your own purchases or those you've worked with through your program, especially in terms of like just, you know, legacy building and wealth building and the like?
Yeah. I mean, everybody listening to this right now, you need to go buy some real estate. Now is the time to do it. I don't care how much you own, you want more. So we're approaching 26 million millionaires in the United States of America. 74% of them reach that status via real estate. So it's the most proven asset class to create wealth.
I can put in parentheses, like Mr. Donald Trump, I mean, the real estate par excellence. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You know, renting was never meant to be a permanent situation.
Right.
And there's an agenda happening in our country to try to turn America into a renter nation.
A renter nation.
If you don't own your own home, I want to help you own your own home. If you own your own home, I want to help you take territory by controlling investment, you know, opportunities. But, you know, in my life, Dr. Steve, God has used real estate to take me places and do things that I never imagined possible, to become financially free, to have passive income from rental properties, you know, coming into my household every month that exceeds my expenses. So I'm free to do what it is that God's calling me to do.
Right.
But real estate can be used really to provide for your family in ways that, you know, a job just can't.
Right.
Quite frankly, it could be used, as you said, to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bible says in Proverbs, you know, as Christian patriots, we should have a plan in place to leave an inheritance for our children's children. And real estate to me is the greatest way of doing that. And then there's some incredible ways that you could promote God's kingdom on the earth through real estate. On one of our previous shows, I talked about my partners and I, we're buying large apartment buildings all across the country. And we buy these we form investment groups, even with some of our students, and deliver a great return on investment. But we're also placing pastors in these buildings that are evangelizing the buildings and empowering the people there. And because we're buying the real estate, because of our education, we're able to buy it so so inexpensive that we're able to carve out large percentage of profits to, you know, to go into certain charities that we believe in. One of my favorite is the Blessings Project. You know, when the Biden administration abandoned Americans in Afghanistan, we had apartment buildings in this country financing fuel for private jets, getting Americans home out of there. So it's just amazing what God can do with real estate. And then in our community, that's in my life, but in our community, we're over 3,000 students across the country now, all Christian patriots trying to do, build, create wealth, you know, for their families and for God's kingdom. And every Wednesday, I don't know if it's okay to say my YouTube channel, but every Wednesday, we changed in our community Wednesday to Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we focus a win in our community. And this past Wednesday, we had two students, Dawn and Nicholas, a mother and a son tandem that joined the program maybe 8 months ago and have already, you know, put in their pocket over $200,000, $205,918 to be exact, you know, through the strategies that we're teaching. And, you know, that's what, you know, God has taken care of me, but what gives me the greatest joy is helping others, you know, get out of jobs that they don't want to be in, you know, because, you know, some of my students become passionate about real estate like me. I'm consumed by it. But then other people have passions that have nothing to do with real estate, but real estate can be an incredible vehicle just to bankroll your passion.
Yeah.
So, you have to stop me here, because I love it.
Fight. I love it. Just the blessing of others. That's what's our ultimate passion here. So, like I said, I get this question all the time from our audience. Sure. How do I get involved in this? How do I start investing? I don't know. I don't have any mentors in my life. So if we've got Charlie Talks listeners here, they want to learn more about real estate investing, especially for kingdom building, generational wealth, security, all that. Jeff, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, I would, you know, humbly say, talk to my team. You know, we specialize in helping people go from where, you know, just knowing they want to create more wealth, knowing they want to invest in real estate, to making it a reality. Because really, you know, if you're looking to succeed as a Christian patriot, not just in real estate, but really in any area of life, I believe there's three things that we all need. You know, and I'm a military guy. I served this country in the U.S. Navy, so I like speaking in military terms. But number one, we all need a general, you know, and that's a mentorship. You know, so we have 83 mentor, you know, coaches in our program that are full-time real estate investors doing this day to day, that are actually coaching students in our program. I mean, so you're not learning from people that are teaching you in theory. We're on the front lines. We're all investing in real estate. So the quickest shortcut to success is finding somebody that is where you want to be, doing it God's way, and learning from them. So number one is that mentor. Number two is an army, you know, and that's a community of like-minded Christian patriots, you know, doing deals together, rooting for each other, you know, all of that stuff. Is, you know, it's, to me, that's part of the parallel economy that you talk so much about. It's not just the economics of it, it's the community,
right,
and the power and the strength and the numbers. And then number three is simply a battle plan. And to me, that's where we provide the most value, because I travel the country now speaking to Christian patriots and talking to them about how to create wealth in real estate. And you know, everywhere I go, I meet incredible people that they want to do it for the right reasons. They want to, you know, make this country a better place. They just simply lack what is step one? What is step two? What is step three?
Right.
I want to invest in real estate, but I don't have any money. How do I do it without my own money? Or I got all this money sitting in a 401k that's riding the ups and downs of the stock market. How do I self-direct that into passive real estate investments that are backed by hard assets? So, you know, so whether, you know, whether you're looking to, you know, just start generating larger chunks of money relatively quickly, maybe to get out of a job you don't want to be in, or whether, you know, you're making a good income, but you give all your time away to make that income. And, you know, you want to learn how to get money working for you through investing in real estate, or just protecting the assets that you've accumulated and continuing to multiply them. You know, we have strategies for all those things. So it would be an honor to talk to any one of your listeners that's interested. And you know, you're never going to get any pressure from us. We're going to sit, talk with you, you know, identify where you are, where you want to go. We're going to pray with you. We're going to put some free tools in your hand, whether you move forward with us or not. So you definitely get a lot of value by talking to the team.
Wow. Sounds like a life-changing phone call.
Yes.
Amazing.
I believe so.
Yeah, and, you know, we're keeping an eye on the proposed CFIUS's proposed expansion of reviewing foreign land purchases. But at the very same time, we're giving our attention to the timeless wealth-building tools of real estate investing. And Jeff is the best. He's just one of the top guys to show you how to get this done and make your impact on your family and your community absolutely huge. So click on that link below. Book your free call with Jeff now. He's amazing. You can see, I mean, he's going to talk to you, and his team will talk to you just like he talks with me, and you will be blessed beyond words. Jeff, dude, you were literally a couple of hours away from an event people are going to be talking about for centuries. And I know God had you there for a reason. I can, your prayers that were happening at that event, I know were manifest there at that moment.
Amen.
Dude, God bless you, man. Just keep going. You're the best.
You too as well. Let's get out there and make Trump the 47th president of the United States of America. God bless you, Dr.
Win,
Steve.
Win,
God bless you, everybody.
That's it.
See you soon.
Fight, fight, fight. God bless.